Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three. Got a very interesting guest joining us coming up in the next segment. Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. He'll be joining us. Mike Rivera is our guest. Let's try to jam in a few final calls in this segment with him. Mike in Florida, you're on the air with Michael Rivera. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Mike. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to let you know, Mike, I've got your site linked up on my website, as well as Alex's, all his websites and his films.
Go ahead and plug. Go ahead and plug.
Okay, it's truthorlies.org. And I got one question for you, Alex. We just took my 13-month-old daughter to get her chickenpox vaccine, and it kind of got me worried. Even though they told me that there was no mercury in the vaccine, should we be concerned?
My children are not vaccinated. I'm not going to give you medical advice. I think anybody who vaccinates is completely insane with a track record of eugenics and purposeful poisoning. Plus, you have an industry with total liability protection, and just the vaccine damages that have happened out there are just out of control. Mike Rivera, you want to comment on vaccines?
Well, I think originally vaccination did serve a useful purpose, but once it became seen as a major profit center, there have definitely been abuses. As far as the mercury and thimerosal issue, it's been a very hazy area. The vaccine makers are supposed to stop using it, but on the other hand, they were allowed to use up existing stocks of vaccines to contain it.
Actually, they're still putting it in.
Yeah, and so you do have to be very careful. I'm like Alex Jones. My wife and I, we don't get the flu vaccine, again, I don't want to be offering medical advice, but my wife and I have not had the flu for going on 6-7 years now.
Look, my mom is never sick. She runs triathlons, okay? UT master swimmer, whole nine yards, can swim, 5 miles in the open ocean, whatever. She took a flu shot and almost killed her, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Well, it's kind of got me concerned. My wife's not as concerned as I am, but I'm trying to get it into her head that these things are dangerous. And
well, I mean, the chickenpox will make a few bumps come up on your daughter. She might get a high fever. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I think the cure is worse than the disease, my friend.
Well, the thing is that I'm a heart transplant patient, so I can't get chickenpox or I'm dead meat. I don't have an immune system, and it's kind of scary because you hear. And the doctors tell you, well, it's fine because there's no mercury in it, but it still concerns me. So I just wanted to get your take on it.
It's a serious issue, but just make your own decision, my friend. If I was you, I'd say, I wouldn't worry about myself, frankly. I'd worry about my daughter. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in North Carolina. Final caller for Michael Rivera. Then we'll get to Brett and Josh and others later. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First, I want to commend you for all your efforts in bringing this information out to the American people.
Well, thank you.
I am sad and angered by the misinformation and lies our government and media force feed us. It's amazing that most of the people out there don't believe this. The chemtrail issue, all any human being has to do is look up in the sky and take note. These things did not happen in the early 90s or the 80s. There's a couple suggestions I'd like to make to you, Alex, is if you could tell all your listeners what the average American can do to stop this. My wife and I have spent many minutes and hours calling our local, state, and federal government, and we really don't feel like they listen to us. They don't listen to us.
Hold on just a second. I understand. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to have to get to you later in this hour if you can continue to hold, because we've got to end this segment now, okay? I'm going to put you on hold, all right, Mark? And I'll go back to you later. Mike Rivera, I want to thank you for coming on with us today, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me again, and I look forward to it next month.
All right, and you'll be on this Saturday. Tell folks what time here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From 11 a.m. to 12 noon, GCN Central Time, and we'll hear you then.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thanks for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Be sure and check them out today. We'll be back on the other side with a really important guest with some interesting information that we're going to try to go through.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There was an article I saw 2 days ago. I'm going to pull it back up on PrisonPlanet.com, mainstream news, with a headline that government may be able to stop all hijackings in the future with a little device they're going to put in the plane so that the government can remote control them and land them safely. Now, it was Senator Kennedy's son, who in World War II, Joseph Kennedy Jr., who died while remote controlling from a chase plane a B-17 loaded with explosives as a cruise missile to fly it into Berlin. And I remember decades ago when they would fly from Los Angeles to Australia with a jumbo jet by remote control and land it and flawlessly. And so the reports out there claiming that there's no technology to remote control and take control of aircraft is false. And we're going to write an article about this. We're going to integrate some of the previous press reports on the subject, including the press report that came out on Sunday, dovetail all these developments with the story out of the West Central Tribune. Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. Field McConnell is convinced the 9/11 terrorist attacks were being covered up. The Northwest Airlines pilot from rural Minnesota said a second attack is imminent and conspirators already have aborted their plan once this year. Those beliefs prompted him to begin writing for a website where like-minded people gathered and filed a lawsuit in Fargo's federal court to expose an alleged conspiracy. And we've called different companies involved in this, and they're saying, of course, that Mr. McConnell is crazy. But I look at his bio, Captain Field McConnell, and just so much that he's been involved in and that he's done. And let's just go ahead and go to Mr. McConnell and give him a chance to basically, in a nutshell, tell us about himself, what he's done, where he's worked, what he's seen, and how he learned of this this alleged part that he is discussing. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Just to explain to folks, take your time, because you've got a lengthy, like, five-page bio here. Just your life experiences and why you're an expert on this.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm an expert, but I think myself and David Hawkins probably know as much of the details of 9/11 as do any other two honest people. I'm saying there's people that are no more than us, but I would not consider them honest. I was born in Fort Worth, actually, in 1949, and I was the son of a career Air Force bomber pilot. That was the Army Air Corps from 41 until 47. It became the Air Force. My father actually was, not that it matters, but the first American to get 3,000 hours in the Boeing B-47, which, pleasantly for him and the family, the B-47, even though a few were lost to the Russians, none of them ever dropped a bomb in anger that I'm aware of. And I moved from Fort Worth. We spent a little time at Houston, then we spent from 1951 to 1959 at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, the home of today's Central Command, I believe, which is controlling the war in Iraq, where my 24-year-old son sits at an undisclosed location in Iraq. After the 8 or 9 years at MacDill Air Force Base, we went up to Westover Air Force Base, then to Chicopee, Massachusetts. That was the headquarters then of the 8th Air Force, and the commanding general up there then was General Hunter Harris, who had an interesting relationship with my father. He thought my father had some attributes that he liked, and so they spent a lot of time together. And when Hunter Harris left Westover Air Force Base and went to Hickam to assume command of the Pacific Air Forces, my dad was sent down to Ramey Air Force Base in Puerto Rico, where they had B-52s and 135s at the time. And from there, we went over to Honolulu, and I'm just guessing that it was probably at the urging of General Harris, as he wanted to recombine with my father. And my father retired as a colonel, so that's not a lofty rank.
And let's go through your career.
Yes, okay. I went to the U.S. Naval Academy after I graduated from Punahou School in Hawaii, and I was in the class of 1967. And after I graduated in June of 1971, I did 6 months at Quantico in the basic school, which is where all second lieutenants in the regular Marine Corps go.
When were you in school with Captain Charles Burlingame, who supposedly piloted Flight 77 in the Pentagon? His daughter was basically firebombed to death. They said it was mysterious late last year in her apartment in New Jersey. Side issue. Sorry, go ahead. But when were you with Burlingame?
Okay, you can side issue me all you want, because I can turn out a dime, but Chick Burlingame and myself were at the U.S. Naval Academy from the 28th of June of 1967 until the 9th of June of 1971.
Absolutely. No, I'm not trying to trip you up or anything, sir. I'm just looking at your bio and trying to make sure we don't skip over important points, because I'm rushing you here.
You're not rushing me. I'm doing fine.
Okay, fantastic. So please continue.
Yes, Chick Burlingame, when we graduated, he went into the Navy and flew F-4 Phantoms off carriers in the Navy. And I'm not sure, because I'm not a close friend of his, although I can picture him right now. He played a bugle or a cornet in the Drum and Bugle Corps, and I saw him marching by every day for a long time. He went out to the Navy, flew F-4 Phantoms. I went to the Marine Corps, and I spent some time in a Phantom squadron, and I spent some time at the training command in Beeville, Texas, flying TA-4J Skyhawks, and I also spent a brief time flying KC-130 out of El Toro Marine Corps Air Station in Los Angeles. And I determined that it was unlikely that I would become a 9-star general in the Marine Corps, and that was about the time I happened to stop for gas with 9A4s up in Fargo, and the Fargo Air National Guard unit, the Happy Hooligans, or the 119th Fighter Wing, what they used to be, their fighters were taken away from them this year on January 16th. And so now it's the 119th Wing, I believe, with no reference to fighters. But from the time frame 1947 until 2007, the Happy Hooligans were widely respected as one of the best fighter units in the country, perhaps the absolute best in the Air National Guard, and they had a really uncanny knack for winning competitions and all the while doing it safely.
I wonder why they got awards for what they did with Flight 93, and we have the video of them being given awards, and then the reports are they really shot down with two Sidewinders, Flight 93. What's your intel on that, because you were previously with that group?
Well, I know all four that flew on 9/11, and I've spoken to one rather candidly. In fact, he's the one that you interviewed when you had Colonel Don de Grand Prix on.
Well, yes, we discussed him.
Yes, and he discussed that and suggested he knew the guy that pulled the trigger. And I've spoken with that gentleman, and I believe he was being honest with me. He has no reason to fib to me. But apparently the four F-16s from the Hooligans that day, they had the feeling that the F-15s out of Cape Cod, Otis Air National Guard Base, may have done it. But I've been working full-time, pretty much around the clock, except for when I sleep, since December 4th with David Hawkins, who is a Cambridge scholar. And we think the F-16s and the F-15s, perhaps, both were in the vicinity and could have shot it down. It's like shooting fish in a barrel to hit an airliner with a modern fighter. But
let me just stop you. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yes. Would you like me to move to something else?
We'll just try to get closer to the jack, and then later we'll get you to switch. Yeah, it's breaking up a bit.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go out right now and give me a question while I move 25 feet to a better phone.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us that background. I want to talk about when you then began to work for Northwest Airlines. Discuss whether you currently work there. And let's get into the meat and potatoes now that we've given the listeners some background, and I appreciate you, again, joining us today about specifically this part you're saying they're putting in these aircraft that allows them to be taken over by remote control. And since I raised that, let me just read this to you now.
Okay.
This is the UK Daily Mail, Sunday, March 4th. This is 2 days ago. New autopilot will make another 9/11 impossible, and it says a hijack-proof piloting system for airliners is being developed to prevent terrorists repeating the 9/11 outrages. The mechanism is designed to make it impossible to crash the aircraft into air or land targets and enable the plane to be flown by remote control from the ground in the event of an emergency. Scientists at aircraft giant Boeing are testing the tamper-proof autopilot system, which uses state-of-the-art computer and satellite technology. Now, I don't have the tape of it. I was watching it live when it happened. And we were taping it, but I can never find it after that because I have hundreds of hours of stuff and don't have the staff to go through it. But I saw Bush giving a press conference after he'd been on the pile. He was in an indoor area, and he got up and he said, well, we've got technology that'll stop this. We can put in the planes to take control of them. And some dark-haired gentleman behind him grabs the president by the arm and jerks on him. And then the president changes the subject. Now, I saw that. Before we go to break here in the next minute, have you seen this report about Boeing admitting they have this remote control device?
Yes, and they seemed rather proud of it, which I think is funny because it's directly in contrast to their claims in response to my lawsuit that they do not have the device.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've called them. Others have called them. They're saying you're insane. None of this exists.
Well, if I'm insane, you know, I've got a rich history of flying airplanes safely, and we'll discuss that when they show up at the Fargo courthouse.
Well, I understand that, and you guys have filed a suit. My point is, here is Boeing bragging in a major newspaper about it.
Yes, well, Boeing's already paid a $615 million fine last year for the illegally modified Boeings with a QRS gyro chip, and in their own meeting in Orlando, Florida, I believe it was, they regarded their own culture as being a culture that is so widely disrespected they cannot stand another scandal, and I think they're creating one with their rhetoric.
Well, let's be specific. When we get back after break, how you learned of this, what it is, what you're saying it does, and again, you're talking about a part they're bragging about. They're quoted in the UK Daily Mail. I saw George Bush talk about this on 9/11, I don't know what to say here. We'll be right back.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. March 6, 2007, gold is at $6.42, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.60.45, $3.29.76 for half ounce, and $1.66.26 for quarter ounce coins. That's $6.60.45, $3.29.76, and $1.66.26. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
All right, let's jump right back into our guest, Field McConnell from Minnesota. He just retired from Northwest Airlines yesterday. He opted. He says that he filed for via the computer electronically to start his retirement. And so he's now retired. He was still working there as of yesterday, and he's decided to go public. And he's, I was talking to him during the break. He says he doubted September 11th from the start. Let's now move up to 9/11, sir, and go through this part you say that you discovered is in some of these aircraft. And they're now denying it. I have the West Central Tribune where they're denying it. We've called them. They've denied it. But then they're in the UK Daily Mail on Sunday bragging about it. So tell us what you discovered, sir.
It appears, just as a cover statement, it appears that Boeing wants to have their cake and eat it too. But they've had these gyrochips They were installed in Boeing aircraft, all models of Boeing aircraft is my understanding. They were installed between 2000 and 2003. And, of course, 9/11 fits squarely in that time frame. The Department of Justice investigated the illegal modifications, which included the QRS-11 gyro chip, which is a Raytheon part, and it's supposed to be in the guidance of a Maverick missile, not in a civilian airliner. And it's interesting that when the Department of Justice went after him for the illegal modifications, and my understanding is the illegal modifications were done at Cascade Aviation at Abbotsford, British Columbia. So I'm suggesting that all the illegal modifications may have been done outside our borders. Specifically with the 737 mods, it's my understanding that most of those were done in China. And at this point, I want to point out to your listeners that if they Google Adam, A-D-A-M, Air, A-I-R, Adam Air 574, you can see that on the 1st of January of 2007, a 737 disappeared in the same way that I suggested to four different recipients in positions of authority that we had a great risk of having Boeing airplanes remotely guided and then, my choice of words here, vaporized.
Okay, how would they be vaporized?
Well, it used to be you couldn't have explosives on airplanes, at least not a lot of them. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Fire, correct me if I misspeak, but I believe it used to be the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Fire, Firearms, and Explosives. And that was changed sometime in the mid-90s.
So Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yes. They used to have some responsibility over explosives, too. Perhaps one of your listeners correct me if I
misspeak. Yes, they do. They still do.
Okay, good. Well, they've changed the name, though. They've dropped the explosives off. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Well, they did that, I believe, during the period 1993 to 2001, where my own sister was number three at the Department of Justice.
Well, let's go back. I want to get into all this, but first the part.
Yeah, the part.
How did you learn about this part?
On December 6th, I was encouraged to contact Mr. David Hawkins, a Cambridge scholar in Vancouver, British Columbia, and he's been studying 9/11 from the vantage point of a scientist and a forensic economist. In other words, a forensic economist is somebody who follows the money trail backwards. And so he looks at things that could be accidental or acts of God, and he sees if there's any money to be made if the supposed accident was actually orchestrated. And I've been working with him around the clock. We've never met, but we
should understand. How did you discover this particular part name? How did you, we were talking during the break, you say it connected to a company in Little Rock. Walk us through that.
Yeah, the company in Little Rock is BEI, and BEI is got an interesting gentleman in its chain of command. The man's name is Joe Girouard. I believe it's spelled, it sounds French, G-I-R-O-I-R. And there's a link there between the law, Rose Law Firm, and the chip, the QRS-11 chip. And there's many, many interesting links that just, it's a stretch of the imagination to believe.
Okay, but how specifically did you discover, or what's your proof, that this guidance system, this remote control guidance system, was put into the aircraft?
Because that is exactly what was being investigated by the Department of Justice.
Was that? Can you give us specifics?
Yeah, well, I can tell you they settled, they paid a $615 million fine last year, 2006, to shut down the investigation.
And what was the name of the investigation? What would we know it as if we searched it?
Well, I don't know that. David Hawkins is the researcher. I'm the guy that, has the military and aviation flying and airline background. But it's available at Hawks Cafe, H-A-W, like two birds flying, Hawks, H-A-W-K-S-C-A-F-E.
.com.
Yes, .com, and that's an absolute wealth of very well-researched and documented information.
So we'll get him on. I was looking at that site last night and today, so you're saying he has the proof of this?
Well, oh, yes. There's many, many academic letters up at that website, and we are rapidly becoming the most gone-to website regarding intelligence, and it's due much to shows such as your own and then Coast to Coast thing. We're getting numerous...
Stay there. Let's come back and get specifically into how they remote control these aircraft, as you say they're doing, and as they say they're doing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Welcome back.
Get up.
Okay, I'm looking at a interview with Boeing here from the UK Daily Mail, major national newspaper. New autopilot will make another 9/11 impossible. And it says the aircraft is guided to a suitable military or civilian airfield using remote digital controls sent via a satellite. It is impossible for anyone on board to switch off the system once engaged. Again, that's what happens at the end. They have a graphic here showing this. Number one, the tamper-proof autopilot system can be activated by the captain or crew during a hijack. It can also be triggered by sensors in the cockpit door. And it goes on. Two, the system connects to ground controllers and security services who take command of the plane. And then three, the aircraft is guided to a suitable military civilian airfield using remote digital control systems via a satellite. Is impossible for anyone aboard to switch off the system once engaged. So for the last few weeks, our guest has been going public about this with this David Hawkins, the scientist. And Boeing is saying in the newspaper it's not true. They don't have a system. This is made up. Meanwhile, they're being interviewed in a major newspaper saying this, and I've seen TV shows about it. And I saw George Bush get up. It was either on 9/11 or the day after. He was in New York. He was standing there in a building. He had Giuliani all around him. He starts saying, well, don't worry about any more hijackings. We've got a system we're putting on the planes that'll stop this where we can take control of them. And somebody reaches up and grabs his arm and jerks on him. He goes, oh, and changes the subject. And Bush was smiling like a Cheshire cat while he was saying all this. These people are out of control. So I'm not saying whether our guest is right or not. I think he legitimately believes this, but it adds a lot of credibility that Boeing's denying this while in plain view they're over here admitting it, and they talk out of both sides of their mouth so often. So we'll go back to our guest in just a moment. Before we do that, you want to find out why 9/11 was an inside job, how it was an inside job, how 7/7 bombings in London were an inside job. You first need to see all the declassified admissions where elements of our government and other governments have staged terror attacks in the last 100 years. And Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism, does that. It's my new film. It's right under 2 hours long with 68 minutes of extras on the same DVD, so over 3 hours, $19.95. You can get it as low as $9.95 with specials and package deals. We have America, Freedom to Fascism. We have so many other great books and videos we carry, not just my 15 films. My police state films have all been put in a 3-CD box set for $34.95. That is 45% off the normal retail price. That's available at Infowars.com. Go peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart and bookstore, and support us by purchasing books and videos at Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Download all 15 of my films, dozens and dozens of other films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, special reports, all the best audio interviews. Great activist tool to download them and burn them to disc or CD to give to folks. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, going back to my guest, he just retired yesterday after going public in the last few weeks on this subject, Captain Field McConnell, and he is a military veteran and, of course, a commercial aircraft pilot for many years, and comes from a military family of pilots, his father. But going back, had you seen this UK Daily Mail story that came out on Sunday, sir?
Yes, I have seen it, and I've had people emailing it to me because the people that are following us at Hawk's Cafe understand what we've been alleging now since December 10th or earlier, and this is just reinforces our story because they have built, they claim they built it recently, an autopilot that can be electronically diverted to out of the aircraft control with no ability to switch back to the human control.
Well, we've got a job for everybody out there. I saw George Bush in a New York building, dark surroundings, I'll never forget it, say, we have the power with remote control devices that we're going to put in the planes to stop them from being hijacked, and somebody grabs him and pulls his arm. We've got to find that tape. Folks, tear it apart. Go to all the archives that are now online of this. I can't watch hundreds of hours, but thousands of you watching a few hours apiece randomly are going to come across this. Help us find this. But how can... I'm going to shut up. Tell us how Mr. Hawkins, via this lawsuit he read about, because as you said, this is in the public domain, learned of this chip, and then why they're now denying it. Go through that for us.
Okay, I'll start with why they're denying it. They're denying it because the purpose, the alleged purpose, or the benign purpose, is not the true purpose. It's not to save an airplane and land it safely after a hijacking, without regard to who the hijackers are. If that was true, it would be very nice. Unfortunately for Boeing Aircraft, I can show them a document, and I can email it to you after this show, and I imagine David Hawkins will probably email it to you while I'm talking. But during a military operation, an air defense exercise, which was called Amalgam Virgo, V-I-R-G-O, Amalgam Virgo, was on the 1st and 2nd of June of 2001 at Tyndall Air Force Base. Now, that was basically a dry run or a dress rehearsal for the events of 9/11, and it's a very, very in-detailed document, and it's very easy to understand. But unfortunately for these people, they sometimes give us more information than they should have. And in that document about Amalgam Virgo, AMALGAMVIRGO, the air defense exercise, that was really a rehearsal where Canada was going to facilitate a real attack on America under the guise of an air defense exercise. And they only practiced it in the U.S. once, according to what I know, but they may have practiced it many times in Western Canada, out in Saskatchewan, and the name of the base, it may come to me. It's a very famous fighter base out there, but it's not germane.
But let's specifically walk through Mr. Hawkins and how he backtracked this.
Okay. He knew on 9/11 that it didn't seem right, so he's been studying 9/11 from forensic, in other words, money, and follow the money trail, who made money, who possibly could have made money. And just as a stimulation to your listeners, in case they're falling asleep, when the offices of Cantor Fitzgerald were hit, that was a $70 trillion, with a T, that was a $70 trillion hit. And so there's an extreme amount of money that changed hands as this event was performed, according to the script they practiced on June 1st and 2nd. David Hawkins is very highly academically acclaimed. He's a world expert on numerous things, including thermodynamics, applied math. But what he really has a passion for is following the money trail to see if anybody has...
Yes, I understand that. Specifically, tell us what he found.
In some of the research, he found this piece, the QRS-11, and he was stunned to see that when it's installed threefold, in other words, it's called a triaxial gyro. It's three similar chips, which are solid-state gyroscopes, which can allow a missile to be guided. Now, that's military equipment that's illegally been modified inside the Boeing airplanes, and there's no doubt about this. Boeing has already paid a $615 million fine to shut down the...
I understand. Now, were you familiar with the different tests Boeing has done of flying jumbo jets from the U.S. to Australia?
Well, let me tell you what I am familiar with. I grew up in a SAC family, and my father flew B-47s, and in 1953, Boeing came up with a variant called the MB-47. That's Mike Bravo 47, 1953. That was a cruise missile. They were going to put a hydrogen bomb, and I could be wrong on the bomb part, but type. But I believe it was a hydrogen bomb, no crew members, and they were going to have a very large, approximately 300,000-pound cruise missile. For whatever reason, it didn't work out scientifically or aerodynamically, so they gave up on that project. But it is a matter of record.
Well, we know they had a bunch of cruise missiles, but they were small, 300,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah, cruise missiles came much later. But the reason I use the term cruise missile is because it was an unmanned flying object that could be remotely piloted with a huge explosive, okay? This happened again 10 years later when a QB, as in Quebec Bravo, a QB-47 crashed, and I believe it was in June of 1963, at Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, Florida. They have an auxiliary runway there that goes north and south, and they always launch these things to the south, and they prefer to recover them or have them land to the north, so these unmanned objects are not flying over population centers, people's highways, and etc. The reason I know about that firsthand is my background in the air defense community had me down at Tyndall numerous times flying against droned airplanes, such as the QF-102.
Yeah, we know they had lots of drones. They would also rig old jet aircraft to be remote-controlled drones for target practice for missiles and jet aircraft.
Yep, that's absolutely right, and that's what I was alluding to with the QF-102 and QF-100, which I've flown near and shot at and shot down.
Sure, and what systems did they use? Was that radio-controlled through gyroscopes?
You know, I can't tell you how they had the actual pilots sitting in an office miles away controlling those, but as far as the radio links between the pilot and the airplane itself, I don't...
Does this report out of the UK Daily Mail mesh with the device you're talking about? Because they say here, quote, scientists at aircraft giant Boeing are testing the tamper-proof autopilot system, which uses state-of-the-art computer and satellite technology. That is, of course, unless the real terrorists have access to the autopilot. It will be activated by the pilot flicking a simple switch or by pressure sensors fitted to the cockpit door that will respond to any excessive force as terrorists try to break into the flight deck. Oh, so somebody falls down and bashes their head into the door, it might accidentally trigger. Once triggered, no one on board will be able to detect and deactivate the system. Currently, all autopilots are manually switched on and off at the discretion of pilots. So this admits the pilots will be out of control. The so-called undeterminable...
Uninterruptible.
Uninterruptible autopilot system, patented secretly by Boeing in the U.S. last week, will connect ground controllers and security services with the aircraft using radio waves and global satellite positioning systems. After it has been activated, the aircraft will be capable of remote digital control from the ground, enabling operators to fly it like a sophisticated model plane, maneuvering it virtually, vertically and laterally. A threatened airliner could be flown to a secure military base or commercial airport where it would touch down using existing landing aids known as auto land function. After it had landed, the aircraft built in Autobrick would bring the plane safely to a halt on the runway. And this just goes on and on. Boeing insiders say the new anti-hijack kit could be fitted to airliners all over the world, including those in the UK, within the next 3 years. The latest move to combat airline terrorists follows the Mail on Sunday's disclosure 3 weeks ago. The scientists in Britain and Germany are developing a passenger monitoring device. Yeah, cameras in the back of the seat looking on weird movements. I mean, this is total Big Brother. Again, we're running out of time here, sir. Specifically now, you told Northwest Airlines, if I'm correct, that you and you guys have filed some lawsuit saying that you believe someone could use this to blow the aircraft up. Now, how does a chip do that if they didn't pre-rig an aircraft explosives? Now, that I find a little hard to believe.
Okay, I don't blame you. That's what they want you. They want you to believe that all this stuff is for your safety. And they're trying real hard to convince.
Okay, how did you learn about explosives? I mean, qualify that point.
Yes, I learned about them through my participation at Hawks Cafe, reviewing endless letters a day of public domain transcripts or copies of articles that are in Wall Street Journal and foreign magazines.
Okay, specifically, we'll go there later. I mean, I want to believe you.
I mean,
explain to me. Because I know they remote control the aircraft. The evidence is there. My film, Martial Law, states that. I have sources inside the aircraft companies that told me this 2 days after it happened, and I know they have these systems, but specifically, now you go from something we know about with these systems. The question is, are they really in the planes? Then they say they want to put them in now, while simultaneously denying anything like this exists, so we know something's going on there. But specifically, blowing planes up, where does this come from?
It comes from the fact that when these airplanes were illegally modified with the QRS-11 gyro chip, there may or may not have been some explosive insulation put into the doors, again, with the benign purpose of if those bad terrorists out there hijacked an airplane and you could stop it before it took off, or if you could, if you needed to have SWAT teams swarm it when you land, then ostensibly the benign Big Brother forces would be able to blow all the main cabin doors.
Now I understand, so the plane couldn't take off and pressurize. Now I understand. And I know this is true. Israel wants to put anti-missile systems on the aircraft, which are explosive in their own nature, and that means if the government wanted to or some other group could remotely detonate those.
Yeah, it's a scary world out there, and that's not why I stepped down from my job, by the way. This does not frighten me at all. But I just think it's my duty and obligation to carry this banner so that more airplanes are safe quicker than going, you know, taking 400 people to Honolulu and laying on the beach. And as you can imagine, I have more than my fair share of critics, but those critics will be answered in court at the district courthouse in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, let's talk about this lawsuit.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
I escalated, once I found out about the QRS-11 and the explosives, I shared that with four entities. What used to be called NORAD, just so happens a college classmate of mine from the Naval Academy 71, once again, is the commander there. So as a courtesy to him, I sent him a message on December 9th as a courtesy to an airline company, which I'm not going to name, but it's probably not too difficult. I sent it to one airline company on December 10th. I sent it to the Airline Pilots Association on December 11th, and I sent it to somebody who's not germane to this, and I'm not covering them up. It's just that the person I sent it to is not related to any of this.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the result I got. The only person that called me from anywhere and actually they didn't call me now that I think about it, I called them, but the Airline Pilots Association, I wanted to hear out of their mouth that they knew what a QRS-11 was and that they knew how many airplanes they were deployed into and the full range of their performance. And very briefly, here's what the conversation went like, the first conversation. This is me talking. I said, does the Airline Pilots Association know what a QRS-11 gyrochip is? Yes. Do you know how many, if any, are installed in U.S. airliners? No. Do you know the full range of capability of the QRS-11 gyrochip? No. They didn't know anything about it. And so I don't give up easy. I communicated with them twice more. And I must say, for the record, that the individual who I was talking to, who was their safety and security guru, he was very professional and very polite, and I think he was concerned. But the next transmission I had from that office was, you know, this is above our level to manage, and we would appreciate your contacting the FBI. All right? I ended up contacting the FBI and Boeing Aircraft. I got stonewalled both times, so I filed the lawsuit to bring attention to this so we can clean up this problem.
All right. I know we said we'd take calls, but this is too important, folks. We're just out of time. I apologize to all the callers. We've got 5 minutes left on the other side with our guest. I've got some quick questions. We need even faster answers. We appreciate our guests joining us. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Final segment. I've got David Hawkins, who reportedly ferreted out a lot of this information and then started liaisoning in collaborating with our current guest, Field McConnell, who just retired yesterday from Northwest Airlines. He's filed suit. They'll both be joining us tomorrow in the second hour, both of them together, as we try to ferret out and vet this story. What we know is Boeing admits they have this. I've read they've had it. Then they try to deny it. Bush said they had it right after 9/11. We know this is going on. We know they have remote control systems. We know that was involved in 9/11. I don't know if Boeing knew this was happening, but I know the government was involved. Bottom line. Now, specifically, what is this lawsuit saying? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I wanted to get my foot in the door on behalf of the American traveling public, and I knew the quickest way and the simplest way was to point out to the court that when asked directly of ALPA, the FBI, and Boeing Aircraft Corporation, I asked those three parties to assure me that the QRS-11s that were installed between 2000 and 2003 had now been removed. None of those people have contacted me.
So you're filing a suit against who, alleging they put illegal equipment in?
ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, and Boeing Aircraft Corporation. And the nature of the suit is my future lost earnings, and I'm not concerned about money, I'm concerned about justice, but my future earnings, because I'm stepping down quite early, and it's triple because of the RICO statutes. There's a lot of racketeering and corrupt organizations represented on our defendant schedule.
Now, when you called the FBI, what did they say?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I sent them a letter that they had to sign for directly to the director of the FBI, is a gentleman named Robert S. Mueller.
You know, isn't it strange that you are bringing this up the last month or so, and then here it is. Here they are admitting they have systems like this they want to put in, and it's the very company you said, Boeing. And then right over here, you're saying that they're doing this, and then we have them saying there's no such thing and you're crazy. That's a quote, that you're nuts, here in the West Central Tribune.
Well, I'm not nuts. I'm a Marine Corps pilot. I'm an Air National Guard fighter pilot. I'm a Naval Academy graduate. I go to church. And if they want to prove I'm nuts, it's an uphill battle, and I'll meet them in the courthouse.
And I heard you during the break talking to your wife about your cows. You're also sounds like a farmer.
Yeah, we have a small farm here in West Central Minnesota where my kids are involved in cattle and poultry, and they go to state fairs and national events.
So you're pretty close to Minneapolis-St. Paul.
No, actually, I'm up near Fargo, North Dakota, because when I flew for the Air National Guard, I lived in Fargo, and I just moved out, out to the outskirts about 10 years ago.
We're almost out of time. Anything else that's key that we need to understand or be informed of?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting that David Hawkins and myself can pretty much come to an agreement on 90% of the details of 9/11 in a four-day span when the FBI, CIA, and NSA haven't figured it out in 5 years.
And I guess you decided to go public just because of interfacing with David Hawkins?
No, I wouldn't be able to do this without the contributions academically of David Hawkins, but I've known that the 9/11 events were staged since they were staged in 9/11, and now we have so much documentation, there's nobody in the world that could honestly defeat us in court. I'm not saying it couldn't be corrupted, but there's not much corruption up here near Fargo.
Now, just in closing, what were you last flying in Northwest Airlines?
The last airplane I flew was the DC-10, which is a McDonnell Douglas wide-body, three-engine international airplane that's now been retired. And I was supposed to start training on the Boeing 747-400 on the 18th of December. But when I revealed this to four entities, they determined that either A, I should keep researching it, or B, I was crazy. And we'll find out pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll find out. Well, we know they've got the system. They're denying it. We've caught them there. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you and David Hawkins tomorrow, okay?
We'll look forward to it, sir.
All right. God bless you, and God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.